This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the first live on this channel. I have been thinking a lot and I'm like, what do I do? Because we're about to go into a lockdown for the next 3 months. Allah knows how long this is going to last in Canada. Some are saying 2 months, some are saying 3 months. Only Allah knows. And I said to myself, I need to do something that gets me, keeps me going. And I want to put that, you know, like the whole hustle vibe that people have nowadays, like, you know, I'm hustling, I'm putting in these efforts and I'm doing this, and this is my side hustle or my full hustle or my main hustle, whatever you want to call it. And oftentimes in this hustle culture, we forget the purpose of why we exist. And what I wanted to start was, I wanted to start my hustle, if there's such a thing. I wanted to start my hustle with a hadith that would make me grounded, and anybody else that wants to do these side hustles or main hustles keeps them grounded and keeps the ultimate purpose in their life in front and center in their lives. And I'm going to begin this with the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a hadith Qudsi by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a lot of discussion about this hadith, whether this hadith is la'if or weak. There's a lot of discussion about it. Overall, the scholars, they agree that the meaning of this hadith is really, really powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in hadith Qudsi, he says, Ya abna Adam, la takhafanna min dhi sultan. O son of Adam, don't be afraid of the one that's got power. Do not be afraid of the one who has power. Ma dama sultani baqiya. As long as I have got power, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got power, don't ever be afraid of what is going to happen to you. وَسُلْطَانِي لَا يَنْفَضُ أَبَدًا. And my power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my power is never going to diminish. يَا إِبْنَ آدَمْ لَا تَخْشَى مِنْ ضِيقِ الرِّزْقِ. Do not be afraid of you losing your risk. Don't be afraid of that. وَخَزَائِنِ مَلْيَانَ. And my treasures are filled. وَلَا تَنْفَضُ أَبَدًا. And my treasures never deplete. يَا إِبْنَ آدَمْ, O son of Adam, لَا تَطْلُبْ غَيْرِي وَأَنَا لَكَ فَإِنْ طَلَبْتَنِي وَجَدْتَنِي. Don't go and seek anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, I am yours. If you seek me, you will find me. And then Allah says, وَإِنْ فَاتَنِي فَاتَّنِي فَاتَكَ وَفَاتَكَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. If you lose me, right? If you lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you've lost yourself. And you've lost all good that exists. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, khalaqtuka li ibadati. This is where the side hustle comes in. Allah is saying that I have created you for one purpose, which is that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I and everybody that is going to watch this and this hustle that hopefully I'm trying to put in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the power, the ability to keep this front and center in our lives so that we don't get distracted. Allah says, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, khalaqtuka li ibadati. You've been created for my worship. Our purpose, a car has been created to drive. A Wrangler has been created to go off-road. All of these things have purposes and creations. This has been created to serve a purpose in your life. Everything, the watch has been created for a purpose. What's your purpose? What's my purpose? What's our purpose? خَلَقْتُكَ لِعِبَادَتِي. You've been created for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَلْعَبْ. Don't get distracted. وَقَسَمْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكَ. And I have distributed for you your rizq. فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. Don't burden yourself. Don't exhaust yourself. فَإِنْ رَضِيتْ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكْ. And if you are happy with that which Allah has distributed for you, destined for you, أَرَحْتَ قَلْبَكْ وَبَدَنَكْ. I would give calm and peace and sukoon and raha and pleasure to you and your body. وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا. And you will be very praiseworthy with me. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكَ. And if you do not be happy with that which Allah has destined for you, فَوَعِزَّتِي, by his honor, وَجَلَالِي, by his jalal, لَأُصَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا. I would destitute, like I would subdue this world on you. تركضوا فيها ركض الوحوش البرية وحوش في البرية. You shall be running and striving and struggling in this world like the wild animals struggle in the jungle. ثم لا يكون لك إلا ما قسمته لك. And then at the end of the day, all you're going to get is that which Allah has already destined for you. وكنت عندي مذمومة. And you're going to be not of a, you're going to be a blameworthy in my eyes. يا ابن آدم خلقت السماوات والسماوات السبع والأراضين السبع. I have created the seven heavens and the seven earth. ولم أعي بخلقهن. I was not bothered in the least by their creations. أيعينني رغيف عيش أسوقه لك. Do you think it is going to burden me if, to provide you your sustenance, your food for one day? Subhanallah. So when we put those hustles, when we put those side hustles in, when we put whatever hustle you want to call it, when we decide that we're going to do something, it is recommended that we put our hustle in. It is recommended that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَحَبَّ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَهُ. That a Muslim, when he does something, he does it to perfection. But that does not mean you lose sight of why you're doing this in the first place. We're all doing this because we want this, whatever your hustle is, to help you so that you can free some time and you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last part of the hadith, it says, Ya ibn Adam, ana lam ansa man asani, fa kayfa man ata'ani. I have not forgotten the ones who have disobeyed me. All of these amazing figures, all of these rich people that are not even Muslims, Allah has not forgotten them. They don't even obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet Allah still provides for them, right? Then Allah says, fa kayfa man ata'ani. Then what about the one who obeys? Do you think I'm going to forget you? No. وَأَنَا رَبُّ الرَّحِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. I am the most merciful Rabb, sustainer, creator. وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And I'm capable of everything. يَا إِبْنَ آدَمْ لَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ رِزْقَ غَدْ. Don't ask me about what's going to happen to me tomorrow. Focus on today. وَلَمْ أَطْلُبْ مِنْكَ عِبَادَةُ غَدْ. I have not عَمَلَ غَدْ. I have not asked you for an actions for tomorrow. Allah has not given us a checklist of tomorrow you need to do all of this. We got to put our hustle today, but it is all about the moment that you live in. And in that moment, remembering that we need to stay connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives me the ability and gives you the ability to put in whatever hustles we want to put in. But more importantly, understand that those hustles are only that they're not the end. They're just means. Our end is ibadatullah, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ultimate purpose of our creation. Enjoy your hustles. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.